The deep state is planning to make Hillary Clinton president of the United States before the end of this year by arresting and imprisoning or executing President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Trump's entire cabinet, and shutting down or executing all major Trump supporters across America. This is the plan that's underway right now, and in this video, I'll explain how the Democrats think they can accomplish that. Stay with me. That's coming up next here on Brighteon.com. In this Counterthink update, I'm going to try to give you really a big picture view of what's happening with the attempted impeachment of President Trump and how this impeachment appears to be going hot with the October 3rd military order that I think it's 500/19 that went out to activate the reserve units of the United States Marines, Marine Corps, to be ready to respond to an imminent threat, a domestic threat against the homeland, and to be ready to mobilize with little or no notice. And this is contained in the report. You can see my link to this directive at naturalnews.com. And by the way, just real quick, you'll notice I changed the background here. I just want to get that out of the way. This I don't use green screens. This is actually a real background, as you can see. And I've decided to take a bigger picture, cosmic view of the world. So this is why I have sort of a map of the universe behind me here. I'm going to be talking about a lot of really big picture topics because this is about much more than just human civilization here on this planet. But that we'll save those talks for another day. So I have the cosmos here, and then I have this American flag. None of this is green screen. It's all real. And you know, it's a real flag. And what this represents to me is that America has a very important, even a divine place in the universe. So we have this massive cosmos full of other stars, other intelligent civilizations all over our galaxy and other galaxies. And then we have the United States of America, which is the last hope for human civilization on our planet, and President Trump that represents the last hope for America. And so we have all these forces arrayed, not just limited to this one planet, by the way, that are trying to destroy humanity. Democrats are trying to destroy humanity. The deep state's trying to destroy humanity. Bill Gates is pushing depopulation and so on. There is an effort to annihilate the human race. But if you want to see more podcasts or videos about that, including some science-based videos with accompanying slides, you can see those at oblivionagenda.com. For this quick discussion right now, I'm going to lay out for you the scenario that the Democrats are trying to push and the deep state to make Hillary Clinton president before the end of this year. So the way they think they can accomplish this is very simple. They think the Democrats and the deep state, which includes the media, the CIA, the tech giants, and the Democrat lawmakers such as Adam Schiff and so on, they think they can push enough fabricated whistleblowers to call for the impeachment of President Trump. Nancy Pelosi will run a fake impeachment that's never voted on, so it's never binding. It's not real impeachment. They will call it impeachment. They will gaslight the nation. The media will hype up this so-called impeachment, even though there's never been any authorization, never a vote. It's not real impeachment. You know, the subpoenas are faked. They're just demand letters. They carry no legal weight whatsoever. But they're going to gaslight the entire country to try to achieve this. Then they're going to bring in the anti-Trump factions of the military to go in and stage an arrest of President Trump, Mike Pence, and certain cabinet members that they can find so they can have this perp walk video. CNN will be there just like they were there to cover the raid on Roger Stone. And CNN will parade this video of President Trump being handcuffed. And they will create the illusion that Trump is guilty just by carrying out this political coup. Well, a kinetic coup, a military coup against the president of the United States. I'm not saying they're going to succeed in this. I'm just laying out what they hope to do. This is how they hope to do it. Once this is done, Nancy Pelosi becomes the president of the United States automatically because the Speaker of the House is third in line. And this underscores the importance of why Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so on censored all conservative voices that they could before the 2018 midterms, because they needed to line up Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House in order to pull off this coup and install Pelosi as the president, because the speaker is third in line. And if the Democrats hadn't won the House of Representatives, then it wouldn't be Pelosi as the speaker. So to quickly summarize, if Nancy Pelosi becomes president, she will then appoint a vice president of Hillary Clinton. Then Pelosi resigns, Hillary Clinton becomes president. And at that point, it's game over for America. We are, at that point, living under a deep state dictatorship. And Trump will be executed. All of Trump's cabinet members will be executed. All Trump supporters will be arrested, imprisoned, executed. Basically, America becomes North Korea or communist China, you might say, at that point. Now, as this is going on, there are other plans underway to create total chaos across America. And Dave Hodges from the CommonSenseShow.com has issued many reports on this over the years, including a really important report. This goes a ways back, and I don't have a direct link to it. You'll have to find it on his site. But Democrats in Western states, Democrat lawmakers and governors and mayors have been bribed by communist Chinese to allow the communists to build so-called solar farms near military bases in multiple Western states, especially California. And these solar farms, as Dave Hodges has reported, he's interviewed experts on this area, these solar farms are actually, they house EMP weapons that can be deployed against U.S. military bases once the trigger is pulled on all of this. So the communist Chinese will deploy local EMP weapons to take out U.S. fighter jets, U.S. Armored personnel carriers, electronics, communications gear, everything, to disable the military across the Western United States. As this is happening, UN troops that are already located inside the U.S. in old abandoned military bases, or they've been integrated into the population in some areas, many of them have been sort of sleeper cells throughout the United States for two decades, since the Clinton era, they will be activated to cause mass chaos. MS-13 gangs will be encouraged to carry out more chaos. There's going to be an unleashing of mass chaos across America in the streets, town by town, city by city, to go along with the disruptions in Washington to try to take out Trump, cause mass chaos, and then make sure that the Democrats and the deep state come out on top of all of this. So, in other words, you're going to see a massive multi-layered assault on the fabric of civil society. It will involve probably communist Chinese cells and weapon systems that have already been built and maintained inside the United States on U.S. soil. It will involve the gang members that Nancy Pelosi and others actually recruited from places like Guatemala on trips. Many of these Democrat Congress people, these absolute traitors, they actually went on trips to South America to encourage mass illegal migration. And what they did is they embedded criminal gangs and terror cells into these waves, these migrant caravans and waves that came to the U.S. border. And these terror cells are already inside the United States. I don't know if you remember, but President Obama, and even in the early days of President Trump, there were buses paid by U.S. taxpayers that would take illegal immigrants from the border and then distribute them across America to U.S. cities all across the country. You can just go look up the old news stories on that. It was mainstream news, and there were, in some cities, there were citizens who were protesting the buses dropping off illegal immigrants there. The point of this was to distribute the terror cells all across the country and to place terror cells in every major city across America in preparation for precisely this kind of event, a hot coup, a kinetic coup, a military coup against President Trump in order to install Nancy Pelosi and then Hillary Clinton as the president. This is what's happening. This is all underway right now. I'm just trying to explain to you the way the Democrats think they can roll this out. And don't forget, Governor Newsom in California is welcoming Chinese troops to even land, to have a beachhead on Western California beaches, to land, military troops if they think they can get away with that. I'm not saying that they're going to succeed in all of this. I'm just trying to outline the dream world in which the Democrats live. They think they can conquer America. They think they can execute the president. They think they can take your guns. You know, they think they can install Hillary Clinton as a dictator and essentially nullify all future elections and just run everything as a deep state, powered by big tech, total censorship, total surveillance, China-style social credit scoring system, all of that. This is the plan that they have in place, and this is what they're putting into place right now. And what's going to stop them? Well, there are many answers to that. So first of all, you've got all the legal maneuverings of President Trump and Attorney General Barr, who is going to bat for Trump on many issues and looks to be set to expose the criminality of many of these deep state traitors, such as John Brennan, who should have been arrested a long time ago. Let's be honest. Brennan should be in chains. Comey should be in chains and so on. McCabe, even Obama himself. But it's going to take time for the Attorney General to put together all the documents and all the case and roll it out and so on. I suspect many of these people may flee the country. I wouldn't be surprised if Barack Obama becomes a fugitive from justice, hiding out somewhere in Europe, for example, trying to work his way into the United Nations or something, or the World Bank, who knows. So that's one thing. The second thing is that Trump has a very loyal part of the U.S. military ready to go to bat for him. What I'm currently hearing is that it's about half the military, but it's split by rank. Sort of more of the higher ranking people tend to be Obama loyalists because they were put in place by Obama, whereas more of the middle management of the military and the lower ranking soldiers are all pro-America, or, you know, 90%+. So it may be that the military helps defend Trump against an attempted coup. The other thing that Trump's got going for him, of course, is we the people. And this may be the biggest factor of all. You've got the bikers for Trump. You've got the truckers for Trump. You've got the veterans for Trump. You've got sheriffs and deputies and law enforcement, both active and retired, and just frankly, patriotic citizens and armed citizens all across the country, and even militia groups all across the country, who are watching and seeing what's going on and you know, perhaps thinking about a course of action, if it's necessary, to defend this president and stop this illegal coup attempt. You know, the criminals, the deep state traitors, do need to be stopped. And if Trump is attacked, assaulted, even arrested, or God forbid, you know, executed or murdered in some way, assassinated, then it really will set off just all out Second Amendment activation. I don't know. You could call it civil war. I don't know what you want to call it. Citizens uprising. Who knows? You know, you can decide what you think is going to happen. But from what I'm hearing, the American people are not going to stand by and allow their country to be overrun by treasonous, criminal, deep state actors. In fact, most of those deep state actors will wind up themselves behind bars or, well, whatever you want to imagine. So the America can survive this. In fact, I think America will. I think that the deep state suffers enormous losses in the coming year as all of this goes hot, because I think they're overreaching. I think they vastly underestimate the resolve of the American people and American patriots. I think Trump is much smarter than they give him credit for. And I also think that when it comes down to it, even people in the military realize they don't want to be ruled by a bunch of deep state anti-American traitors and haters who are open borders globalists who bow down to communist China but hate America. You know, when it comes down to it, your average submarine commander, your average, you know, army lieutenant or what have you, they don't want to be ruled by a bunch of treasonous criminal tyrants. And many people are coming to realize that this is the last chapter. This is the end game. You either stand up now for our republic, you help defend America now, or you lose it. And this is it, because the Democrats have proven that they are utterly lawless, that they are treasonous criminals, that the entire left-wing media is run by the CIA, which is involved in a criminal coup attempt, a massive conspiracy. CNN has become Spook City with all the former intelligence operatives that are now just propagandists on CNN. The same's true with NPR and the Washington Post and the New York Times and MSNBC and just on and on. The left-wing media is nothing but a bunch of spook-driven propaganda at this point. And the American people have awakened to this to such a large extent that I don't think the left-wing deep state can actually succeed in what they hope to pull off. They're used to operating in countries and overthrowing regimes in countries where the people are, you know, impoverished, unarmed, and not educated and not connected, you know, so on. Third world countries, a lot of Central American, South American countries, African nations, some Middle Eastern operations as well. And the CIA thinks they can pull off the same thing in America. But what they're really facing in America is informed, decentralized, patriotic, heavily armed American citizens who see exactly what's going on. And they're not going to stand by and just watch their country get steamrolled into an authoritarian communist regime run by lunatic criminals like Hillary Clinton. So there are many factors that I think the deep state left has overlooked in their assessment of their chances of success. Yet it's understandable that they're going to go all out. They're going to try everything because they have no options left. The indictments are coming. The documents exposing their treason are coming. Barr is going to roll out some bombshells. Like I said before, he's going to be rolling truth grenades into the deep state bunkers, you know, by the dozens, and just pulling the pins and dropping them in there and waiting for those documents to go boom. And it's going to take out one by one. It may take some time, but it's going to take out all these deep state traitors. They're going to try to save their own skins by exposing the crimes of their co-conspirators. That's how this is going to go down, most likely. And again, last ditch, if the Democrats and their deep state traitors, if they manage to execute Trump or arrest him, all this is going to do is amplify the popular backlash by a factor of 10 or more. I mean, the American people at that point will just literally converge on Washington, D.C. and just start demanding the mass arrests of all the Democrat senators and Democrat House members and, you know, Adam Schiff and all these people. They're just going to be, they're going to be sought out and they're going to be, you know, arrested is what I imagine would happen if they mess with Trump. So Trump has the will of the American people behind him. Of course, not all the American people, not the brainwashed left-wing masses who watch CNN somehow, who are sufficiently brain damaged to even be able to handle that. But Trump has enough support among the informed, aware, patriotic, well-connected, in some cases, former military, former law enforcement, or active duty. Trump has enough support among those people to achieve success here and to insulate him from these attempts to try to take him out through these lawless means. Just remember, here's the thing I'm going to close out with. The longer Trump and AG Barr have to operate, the more truth is going to come out about the deep state criminal traitors. So every day that the Attorney General has to function is a good day for America. Every day that Trump remains in the White House is a good day for America. The Democrats are on a desperate time limit to try to take out Trump one way or another before these bombshell documents and probably DOJ indictments actually strike home for them. So this is a race against time. And this is why you're seeing the ramping up of all the media hysteria. This is why you're seeing Pelosi breaking all the rules in the House to try to push, quote, impeachment when it's not even real impeachment. This is why there is this panic. You can see it in Chuck Todd, you know, mainstream media. There's this frenetic kind of panic hysteria that has kicked in. And the reason is because they've all been ordered to put Trump away in the next few weeks before these documents come out, before the DOJ issues indictments and arrests. And possibly that would be backed by military police assisting in the arrests, which probably needs to happen. So it's a race against time. That's what you're witnessing. Just realize that your support is dearly needed in all of this. We must all voice our support for our president, for the rule of law, and for the deep state to be held to account for the crimes that they committed. All the deep staters, including Obama, including Hillary Clinton and her 30,000 emails, which were destroyed in classic obstruction of justice or destruction of evidence kind of scenario. If anybody else did that in America, they'd be going to prison. But why is Hillary Clinton immune from the rule of law? Well, that's got to stop. She and all those on the deep state side here need to be arrested, indicted, charged with the crimes they've committed, which in some cases include treason. In other cases include obstruction of justice or lying to the FISA court or committing fraud upon the court. You know, James Comey is guilty of that and many others. So this is all going to come out. Don't be surprised to see crazy stuff happening. False flag operations by leftists, you know, Antifa attacks, attempted assassinations of cabinet officials, even terrorism leveled against areas where they think President Trump might be found. They're going to try everything. They are so far beyond the rule of law at this point. They, the left, the Democrats, the CIA, the deep state, is so far beyond the rule of law. There's nothing they won't do. There's no one they won't kill if it's effective for them. There's no limit to the number of people in a crowd that they would kill if it could help them achieve their goals. There's no lie they won't state. There's no evidence they won't fabricate. There's no fake report they won't broadcast on the news. Everything. It's all out. Lying, hysteria, gaslighting, just total lying through the media, through the House of Representatives, anything that it takes at this point, because they, the left, they're fighting for the survival of the Democrat Party. Because once all this comes out, the Democrats are done for. Not just in 2020, but possibly for a very long time after that. The DNC may just shudder. I mean, it may be closed down. CNN may be closed down. The Democrats are fighting for their survival because they have gone so far, they have committed so many crimes, they have violated so many laws, that if the truth about what they did comes out, it will be 1,000 times worse than anything Richard Nixon ever did, that, you know, became the cry of the left for journalists to try to take down presidents. What Richard Nixon did was nothing compared to these demonic leftists today and these lying, you know, media hacks that call themselves journalists. They're not. They're CIA puppets. They're gaslighting the country. They're in on it. They're complicit in this conspiracy to try to take out Trump and carry out a coup. They are part of this deep state cabal, and they will all be defeated if the right documents are released, which means Trump needs to be protected. Barr needs to be protected. That's why they're going after Barr. You know, we have to have enough stability for a period of time so that these documents can come out and the prosecutions can take place. And that's why the game of the left now is just total chaos. Financial chaos. They want to crash the markets. They want to cause chaos in the streets, Antifa riots. They want to cause, you know, instability emotionally across America. Psychological terrorism is the new tactic of the left. They want everybody to be hysterical about the earth, you know, the planet. Climate change, which is a hoax, you know, it's like what that troll woman said, you know, eat the babies. She actually was mirroring the kind of hysteria that leftists are invoking now. It's mass hysteria, coordinated mass mental illness, gaslighting in the media. Total chaos is their plan, because it's only from chaos that they can possibly emerge as the victors in all of this. So what we want right now is stability. We want the rule of law, and we want to give Trump and Barr sufficient time so that they can get these investigations done and issue the indictments and start watching these deep state traitors go to jail and start turning on each other. So that's what your help is needed to support right now. And if the Democrats try to accelerate this timetable and go in for a hot coup or an assassination attempt, then you need to, if I dare say, you need to take steps to defend your nation and defend your president. Be part of the defense of America. And that may, you know, that may look like a million different viewpoints depending on what's happening locally or nationally or regionally or what's happening, but make sure that you are fighting to protect our nation, the rule of law, our president, and our Constitution. If you are on that side of things, then you are on the right side. Everyone who's fighting against those principles is an enemy of this nation and an enemy of the people. And that includes the fake news media hacks. It includes the deep state operatives. It includes Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and these traitors in the House. And it includes many others whose names I've already mentioned who are trying to mastermind this whole program. So these are the key things to watch out for as we proceed here. Keep reading. I mean, some things you need to do here. Number one, you know, read naturalnews.com. That's my website, of course, but also check out thegatewaypundit.com, allnewspipeline.com, infowars.com broadcasts. I'll be joining from time to time to give analysis of events as they're happening. Sometimes I join Alex Jones in studio and we analyze events, and it's usually very powerful, very important stuff to watch. So tune into that show as well. I'll be posting my videos on Brighteon.com. Alex has invited me to start posting soon to band.video, which is the InfoWars video platform, but it's invitation only. It's not open to the public. So I do anticipate posting there very soon, perhaps in the next couple of weeks. I'm just waiting for them to get a certain feature set ready to allow that to happen. The bottom line is, even though we're all under extreme attack and censorship in the independent media, we are emboldened by the courage of our president and your support for us and our mission to bring you this vital analysis in defense of our nation, in defense of our principles, which include, by the way, Christian principles. In case you're curious, yeah, we believe that Christians have the right to exist in this world, which Democrats, they are contrary to that. They want to eliminate all Christians, all conservatives, Trump supporters, gun owners, American patriots, veterans, you know, their enemies list is long. It includes white people and males, by the way, too, especially white males. In fact, come to think of it, they hate babies that are living, too. They just want to kill all their, even their own babies. That's how insane they are. They are a demonic dark force of destruction, and they have to be defeated. And Trump is our best shot, and that's why he needs our support. So thank you for watching. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. God bless America. And ask for help, ask for strength, because what we're facing in the days and weeks ahead, it's unprecedented in American history. Life is about to get so difficult for you that you'll adopt the, you know, the Navy SEALs motto, you know, the only easy day was yesterday. You'll be saying that to yourself soon. Thanks for watching. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here for Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. If you'd like to express your free speech, join Brighteon.com today. It's free, and a lot of new powerful features are coming to our video platform, including subscribes and follows, video likes, and even, well, text messaging features in the very near future. A lot of exciting things are happening at Brighteon. A lot of exciting things are happening for America. Join us as we help defend this nation against the domestic enemies and terrorists who are trying to tear it down. Thank you for watching.